Joe Rogan, who for years was the most listened to podcast in the country until very recently when he was dethroned by Tucker Carlson, who obviously has a few IQ points over the meathead, has made a big presidential endorsement with everything that's at stake, with the country hanging by a thread, with the United States facing a communist takeover. Who did he endorse? Was it Donald Trump, the obvious choice for freedom-loving Americans? Or communist Kamala? Well, neither. Instead, he has chosen to endorse Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
That's just what they do. That's politics. They do it on the left. They do it on the right. They gaslight you. They manipulate you. They promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that he doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas, but he's much more reasonable and intelligent. I mean, the guy was an environmental attorney and cleaned up the East River. I mean, he's a legitimate guy.
He may be, and he has talked about Operation Mockingbird over the last few years on numerous podcasts, as well as atrazine, the gender-bending chemical that you're not supposed to talk about. But voting for him at this point is throwing your vote away, and he still is running for president. If he actually cared about America, he would drop out and he would endorse Donald Trump, and Joe Rogan would endorse Donald Trump, and at the bare minimum, have Donald Trump on his show to have a conversation. But Joe Rogan has made it clear for years now that he doesn't like Donald Trump and doesn't want him on his show and won't do anything to help him.
By the way, I'm not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, or form. I've had the opportunity to have him on my show more than once. I've said no every time. I don't want to help him. I'm not interested in helping him.
The night is still young. We'll see.
If I have him on, the night is still young?
Yeah.
You think I'll have him on?
I think you'll have him on.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't want to help Donald Trump, which means he doesn't want to hurt his career or cut off his regular supply of celebrity guests that he has on his podcast. Because just by having Donald Trump on the show and having a reasonable discussion with him would then cause Joe Rogan to be cut off from his Hollywood friends. He certainly did his best to help Bernie Sanders when he was running for president again back in 2020, gladly having him on the show to promote his ridiculous ideas. He's had RFK Jr. on the show, which of course he should, and it's perfectly fine to admire RFK Jr. for some of the positions that he has made, but again, voting for him, especially this time around, is absolutely ridiculous. In fact, him being in the race at this point and RFK Jr. not endorsing Donald Trump is ridiculous. Here he is saying that he believes that he's siphoning votes away more from Trump than he is from the Democrats.
From whom do you believe you will draw more votes, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Well, I hope to draw votes from both of them. Right now, I draw many more votes from President Trump than from the Democrats. Is President Trump happy? He isn't happy. And in fact, the RNC, I told him that when I saw him. And he was like, yeah, we got to do something about that.
Yeah, you should do something about that. You should do what's right for the country and drop out and endorse him. You would think with someone like Elon Musk endorsing Donald Trump, which he did last month, less than an hour after the attempted assassination, saying that he fully endorses President Trump and hopes for a rapid recovery, that it would make it safe for someone like Joe Rogan, who also claims to be fighting for free speech and fighting against wokeness and fighting against cultural Marxism, to not be such a coward and to do the same. Elon Musk, in fact, will be interviewing Donald Trump on Monday, presumably during a live X Space, which is Twitter's group chat feature. So that's going to be interesting. But Joe Rogan is afraid to talk to Donald Trump, and when they crossed paths not that long ago at a UFC fight, which Donald Trump is known to attend on a regular basis, you could see little Joe was quite intimidated having to look the man in the eye who he has refused to sit down and talk to, as he admitted on numerous occasions. What else should we expect from a guy who signed a $250 million deal with Spotify so that he could supposedly speak freely without the constraints of the censorship and the terms of service on YouTube, only to lie about why dozens and dozens and dozens of his previous episodes mysteriously weren't ported over to his Spotify library? And somebody did some deep investigating into this and set up the JREMissing.com website, the Joe Rogan Experience Missing website, which cataloged 116 different episodes were missing from his library, and four of them were edited and shortened. And when I covered this a couple years ago at the time, there was actually 113 episodes that were missing. And so now another three mysteriously have been taken down, it looks like, from the Spotify library. Then later on his podcast, when Joe was talking with one of his buddies, he forgot that he was actually on his podcast and admitted this.
Anytime anything gets big enough,
right,
you're gonna get like that. There's gonna be strings attached, you know?
Yeah, that's the criticism of me being on Spotify.
Yeah, how's that been? How's the movement?
They don't give a f***, man.
They don't care what you do?
They haven't given me a hard time at all. There's a few episodes they didn't want on their platform that I was like, okay, I don't care. Uh-huh. But,
Oh, so they didn't want some of his previous episodes on their platform, but they didn't give him a hard time. They didn't give him any sort of hints about not talking about those subjects again or not interviewing those guests again, did they? Joe Rogan, the big free speech advocate, the guy leading the fight against wokeness, who apologized pathetically for previously using that little word that hurts so many black people's feelings, or really pretends to. Most of them don't care. They just use it as an excuse to leverage power over white people, and then said that white people should never use that word under any circumstances.
Hello, friends. I'm making this video to talk about the most regretful and shameful thing that I've ever had to talk about publicly. There's a video that's out that's a compilation of me saying the N-word.
Oh.
It's a video that's made of clips taken out of context of me of 12 years of conversations on my podcast.
So why are you apologizing, man, if they're taken out of context? Who cares if you said the little word?
And it's all smushed together and it looks horrible, even to me. Now, I know that to most people, there is no context where a white person is ever allowed to say that word, never mind publicly on a podcast. And I agree with that now. I haven't said it in years, but for a long time, when I would bring that word up, like if it would come up in conversation, instead of saying the N-word, I would just say the word.
Oh, no! The correct response when that compilation went viral a few years ago and started making headlines would be no response, to just ignore the haters or to tell them to F off. Comedian Louis C.K. has the correct response to the idiocy regarding the little N-word.
Everybody has different words that offend them, different things that they hear that they get offended by. To me, the thing that offends me the most is every time that I hear the N-word. Not by the way, I mean the N-word. Literally, whenever a white lady on CNN with nice hair says the N-word, that's just white people getting away with saying that's all that is. They found a way to say N-word. It's when you say the N-word, you put the word in the listener's head. That's what saying a word is. You say the N-word and I go, oh, she means you're making me say it in my head.
And Joe Rogan is also a supposed comedian. Aside from being a podcaster, which he's best known for, he is also a self-proclaimed stand-up comedian who just had a Netflix special recently. And so he's a supposed comedian who apologized, groveling for 6 minutes for using a little word that hurt people's feelings. So this is who Joe Rogan is supporting and endorsing by default, by not only throwing his vote away on Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but by not even engaging in a conversation by having Donald Trump on his show.
So good to be back in Michigan. Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And listen, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. I took on perpetrators of all kinds. I took on perpetrators of all kinds and had a summer job at McDonald's.
That is her giving the exact same speech in Wisconsin as she gave in Michigan that she will probably give in a dozen other states over the next few weeks. Me, on the other hand, I'm a proud supporter of Donald Trump and have been ever since 2015. And if you are and you want to get a great shirt and support my channel, Order your Fight for Trump shirt from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. And now it is also available in a tank top for the summer, as well as a long sleeve and a hoodie if you prefer those styles as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.